Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Zayin Omid Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Nun Ches, which deals with the halachos of Natilas Yadayim. Yesterday we had begun Siv Dalad, where the Mechaber had told us that if a person dips an item, like a vegetable or a fruit, into a liquid, he has to wash his hands. And those liquids were the mnemonic Yad Shoch Adam, and we had talked yesterday about Yayin, Devash, and Shemen. And today we're up to Cholov. Cholov, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. The Ramah gives the complete listing here, and we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin to explain what milk is, Cholov. V'hu adin, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin says, the same din applies for dipping into milk as it does dipping into mei cholov, ochemo, shenimocha, into byproducts of milk like the whey, or of butter that is melted. So all of these also are considered halachically like a beverage called milk, and therefore the same din applies that if you dip a fruit or vegetable or something like that into these types of liquids, you have to wash until it's a diamond, as we said, without making a bracha. The issue foot number 27 brings down, the same thing would apply if you're dipping it into a cheese or into something like leban. The Shelus Achuvas Erlitzion writes that these are also considered solid objects and don't require natila. However, if they were to be melted, then they would require Netilas Yadayim as well. Brings down from the Berhetev that Chelev Chomutz, if you have like a sour milk, which is called yogurt, also that has a halachic status of a liquid of milk in these situations. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Lochein HaTovel Behem Dover Maichol, if somebody dips into any of these milk products that are considered liquids, they have the halachic status over here of being Cholov. The person has to wash until it's yadayim without a bracha. If it's solid form of butter, ain't tzorchli toyodav. If it's a solid form, then one doesn't have to wash their hands. The chema krusha have ikaocha, because solid butter is considered over here like a solid food, and therefore it's not a liquid in this regard. So even if you smear it on it, so it's not fully solid, that still would be considered a halachic solid, and you don't have to wash until it's yadayim. If you eat something that's fried with butter, if it's still really moist and liquidy, then you do have to wash your hands. He brings down, it's only if the butter was melted in some sort of a frying pan at the time of the frying. Before you put the ochel into it. So when you're dipping it into it, you're dipping it into a liquid, as opposed to that you put it on it when it's a solid and then it becomes liquidy. This has the halachic status of a liquid that's coming to be put into an ochel, and that has ochelhi, the halachic status of being a solid. If somebody eats something that was fried in oil or in eggs, the liquid of eggs, that does have the halachic status of a liquid. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains dam. So how could you ever dip something in blood? You're not allowed to eat blood. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei Nisva. This was thrown in over here because when we all talk about the Zayin liquids, we always include in them all seven liquids. But in this particular situation, there is no halachic application of dipping something in blood, because blood, of course, is not allowed to be eaten. Doha also lechol dam. It's forbidden to eat dam, so you can't dip something into blood. Wow, maybe it's talking about dam dogim v'chagovim, the blood of a fish, or the blood of various grasshoppers. They are halachically permitted to be drunk, lo mikri mashka, but they don't have the halachic status of being a liquid of the zayin mashka. When we talk about dam over here, we're talking about dam from a behema. Or alternatively, the Mishnah says, we could be talking about a situation where a person has the halachic ability or right to have the blood. For example, he's told by the doctors that it's bikuach nefashos, or some sort of refuah that involves having blood over here, so he dips the vegetable into blood, he is allowed to eat this blood because of pikuach nefashos. So in this situation, he should make sure to wash his hands as well without a bracha. Sivkon Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah explains mayim, water, umelech ha'osim imayim hevi mashke. Salt that comes from the water also has the halachic status over here of being a mashke, but the Chafetz Chaim in the Sha'aret Zion, Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, explains that if you're digging out, quarrying out salt from the ground, so then Prima Gadim says in that situation it's not considered a mashke. The issue footnote number 28 explains what the reasoning is that when you're taking it from water, salt that comes from a water source as opposed to from a quarried source, it does have the halachic status of being a liquid. So he explains, Shekol Sugi HaMelech Toldos HaMayim, because salt water, that really is water, and therefore the salt that comes from that situation has the halachic status of being a mashke. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Lachain, therefore, If you have a radish that you're eating with salt, this is halachically considered like you're dipping it into a liquid, and a person should, in that situation, go and wash his hands. Again, without a bracha. He's talking here, however, that this salt water has to be a little bit moist at the time of the dipping. If it's really hard salt, totally hard, then it doesn't have the halachic status of salt, as kanal bin Os Yodalad, as we've already learned previously in Os Yodalad. Now we go back to the Mechaber, which we said yesterday, but we'll read it again quickly. When we're talking about dipping these fruits or vegetables into one of the seven liquids, the Zayin Mashkim Yad Shochad Dam, we're talking about Balonis Nagiv, the liquid wasn't wiped off. And Vafilu Ein Yodav Nogos B'Mokom Mashkim, the Mechaber says, even if you're not touching the place where the liquid is, nevertheless, Tzorech Nitila B'lo Brocha. As we pointed out yesterday, the Mechaber here says that you have to wash until it's Yadayim, but you don't make a Brocha. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Yotes explains, Ein Yodav Nogos, if your hands aren't touching it, why should you have to go and wash until it's Yadayim? It's a gezeira shema yigabo, because you may come to touch it, even though right now you're not touching it. Since it's moist, you may come to touch it, and then your hands, which are risheni, will be metame the water to make it into a rishon, which will be metame the fruit or vegetable that you're holding. Sivkat and Mchof, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha, you wash your hands until it's yadayim, but you don't make a bracha. Why? Ki yesh miktzas or rishonim desabri, because there is a minority opinion amongst the Rishonim that holds the rabbis never instituted washing Netilas Yadayim for something that you're dipping into a mashke. Only that wasn't a permanent decree for all generations. It was only in those days when the dinim of Tuma and Tara were applicable, so they were very careful about not eating things that could potentially become Tomei. As opposed to Mashen Kein Akshav, nowadays, unfortunately, Shukulon and Tomei Meisim, everybody's Tomei Meis nowadays, there's nobody that's Tahar anymore. Mekach lo yivarech al Netilas Yadayim, we don't make the bracha, Shesofik brachos lahokah, because of the principle, we're not sure if you should make a bracha. Whenever you have a bracha, which are all the Rabbanon, with the exception of Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, so then when in doubt, we don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'nei b'magin Avraham hevi b'shem alechem chamudos." The Magin Avraham brings down in the name of the lechem chamudos. The olam noagim shelo lito. The veld today does not wash the hands before they have fruits and vegetables, even though they dip them into water or one of the other seven liquids. V'yesh l'mam ishi yismuchu, and they have a reliable opinion that supports them. What is this reliable opinion? I know, Miktsas Rishonim. Now, this Rishonim, this minority opinion amongst the Rishonim that we just brought down, is what the world relies upon today, that we don't wash the Tilas Yadayim before we have fruits and vegetables. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Aval habe achronim hechmirim od badover, there are many that were machmir to, in fact, wash their hands. Vekosu do'iko kirov ha-poskim. And in fact, the halacha really should be like those poskim, the tzorech netila midino af bismanazeh, that one should technically wash his hands prior to eating any sort of fruit or vegetable that he dipped into one of the seven liquids. He says, look in the Bir Hagra as well. Shagam Daitokain, the great Vilna Gaon, also held this way. The Hechmi Ma'od, he was very machmir to always do this. And not only did he always wash his hands until he in fact held that you should make a bracha. The Lochain, therefore, after Olam Einoagim Levarach, even though the Vel today doesn't make the bracha, not like the Vilna Gaon, nevertheless, Al Koponim, certainly, Ein Lahokel Lecho B'li Netila. The Mishnah Berurah does paskin that one should, in fact, wash the hands prior to eating these vegetables or fruits that you dip into one of the seven liquids. Vitzorach Lazek called De Netila Kmo Lepas, and he says the same halacha in terms of how you should do Netila Sadaim applies over here, just like it does with bread. But if you're having less than a kezayis, then you don't have to be machmir for this chumr to wash until it's yadayim, tafila b'pas, because even by bread, harbi achronim mekilim, there are opinions in a mekil if you have less than a kezayis, as we've already explained, kanal b'mishnah Berurah. Dershu footnote number 31 brings down, what do we mean the same halachas as the Tilas Yadayim? So he says, you're not allowed to make any hesach hadas in between the washing of the hands and the eating, even though you're not making a bracha. And the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman is like this, as well as Rav Yashiv, both of them Zatzal, Sha'av Shein Mavarach, even though you're not making a bracha, Ein la siach bin hanetilo le'achila. One shouldn't have any interruption between the Tilas Yadayim that you're doing and the eating of the fruit or vegetable. In regards to whether your items on your hand might be a chatzitza, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also says over here, that when we dip the karpas on the night of the Seder into the water, which is a remnant of this halacha, which we all are machmir to keep, at least on the night of the Seder, you don't have to insist that the women take off their rings from their hands, which would normally be a chatzitza, because since, as we just brought down, there is this opinion that says you don't have to do this at all, and therefore, and many great people do not in fact do this all year long. The minog, I would dare say, of most people is that we don't wash our hands, not like the Mishnah Berurah says is maybe the more correct way to do it, but we take advantage of this kula, that you don't have to wash your hands for fruits and vegetables, and therefore you don't have to be so concerned about a chatzitza as well if you do wash your hands for fruits and vegetables. I also saw quoted from the Sefer Halachos Brachos Hanenin Ubirchas Hamazon that Rav Yashiv Zatzal also ruled very leniently in this matter, and he says that the Velt doesn't follow the stricter opinion, but the Velt seems to follow the opinion of the Mogen Avraham that we do not wash our hands routinely when we eat fruits and vegetables dipped into the Zayin Mashkim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, v'afilu eno metabel rak rosh hayerek o hapri, afilu hochi yito below brocha. The Ramah adds over here, according to the opinion that says that we should wash until tilas yadayim and not make a bracha. He says this is true even if you're only dipping part of the fruit or the vegetable into the liquid and you're not going to dip the entire thing in there. He says nevertheless one should make netilas yadayim without a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chafalif explains the chayshinon shem yitbalenu kulo, because you may end up dipping more into it and again your hands will touch the liquid and have the problem with the tumah that we talked about. Now we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Hanotel Yodav Leperos Hareze Migasi Aruch. If somebody routinely goes and washes his hands before he eats fruit that aren't wet, in Sif Dalad we were talking about where you dip the fruits into something, but here a person just goes and washes until he's dying before he has a dry apple or some other fruit, he's called an arrogant person. Hareze Migasi Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof Beis explains, Shemaro biatzmo, he's making himself look shumedakdek b'mitzvos, like he's such a holy person, he's so careful and zealous in the performance of mitzvos, b'mash ein tzarech, where you don't even have to. The medina, because the din is lo tiknu klal netilas yadayim leperos, there is no requirement to go wash the netilas yadayim for fruits, as we've already learned, kamosha kasam the b'siv cut in days, ayin shom, go back and remind ourselves from yesterday's shir, v'da demasa osa b'toros chiyuv, hu afilu im lo yivarech al netilazu. And he says, what's included over there is even if you're going to wash and not make a brach, afilim lo yivarech until azu, that's still considered an arrogant thing over here. Kimishinot lo mishum mitzvahs netilah, because you're taking it like there's a mitzvah to do netilas yadayim over here, when in fact, if it's a dry fruit or vegetable, there is no such mitzvah. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hago v'davka kshinot limitoros chiyav. This is only a problem if a person washes his hand before he eats the fruit. If he says, this is an obligation, and I'm doing this, I'm such a righteous person, I'm following this obligation. Avolim not lo mishum nekiyas. If his hands are dirty, or for whatever the reason, if he's making a bracha, he wants to make sure his hands are clean before he makes a bracha, so then, shlo yadav nikios mutter, if his hands aren't clean, so he's washing them not because of mitzvah of netilas yadayim on this fruit, but because his hands aren't clean, so then the Ramah says that's perfectly okay. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Gimel explains, look in the Achronim, Ayin Be'Achronim, Sheskimu, who all agree, Dafilu Meni Yodei Lehem Shum Lichluch V'Tumah. He doesn't know that they're dirty. He looks at them, they don't look dirty, and they don't necessarily look tamei. Nevertheless, he wants to wash his hands. Rak Shirotzeh L'Hachmir L'Atzmo Lil Tol Yodei Mishum Kovad HaBracha. He wants to make sure his hands are clean before he makes the bracha. He's about to make a Bar Pia 8, so he wants to have clean hands. That's not a problem. Gam Kein Mutter, that is permitted. That's not called an arrogant position. I've heard the Nokan Ramah of Lo Yodov Nikios. The Ramah seemed to say it is acceptable only if your hands are dirty. Lashmin and Dafilu both said the Bevadei Tzorich Midin Lirchot Yodov Mishum Bracha. That's because the Ramah is telling us that you definitely should wash your hands if they're dirty. Mikol Mokom in Litlam Derechiv Netilah Kedin. Nevertheless, you still shouldn't wash them as a din of Netilas Yadayim. Rak Derech Rechitza Biyamo. But as a consideration, and your hands are dirty, so you want to wash them, and that's acceptable. That's not considered an arrogant position. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Ubosar Tzli, if you have roasted meat, so there's liquid dripping down this roasted meat, the juices of the meat, Yesh Mishanira Midvarov, Afu Pishamol, Tofech Olov, Dino Kiperos. There is an opinion that says, even though you have the juices of the meat dripping down, this is considered dry in halacha, and it has the same halachic status as peros, and you don't have to wash your hands. Likewise, if you have some sort of a cooked dish that's made out of grain, made out of wheat, Vehem Neguvim, and it's dry, Dino Kiperos. It has the halachic status of being a dry fruit, and one doesn't have to wash their hands until as you die before eating such a food item. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Dalet explains, Kotsu Achroni brings down the name of Irias Achronim. The Kuli Amo Modim Bezeh, the Mali Yotzim, and Abbasu Lochoshim Mashke. Everybody agrees that the juices that come out from roasted meat, they don't have the halachic status of a mashke, and you don't have to wash your hands. But if you rinsed it off with water, and there's water still on it that you had washed with, then it would have the status over here of a food item dipped into water, which we should wash our hands for, as we said, without netilas yadayim. He says, normally when you roast, it's not going to have water still left on it. The water is evaporating, the water is burned off when you're roasting it, and therefore that's usually not the situation. The Vilna Gaon's opinion is, however, the Imhudach b'mayim kodem asliyah, that if you did rinse off the meat with water before you roasted it, Ozgam al hamol ayotzmi abos yeshem mashkia. He's machmir, as he was previously. The Vilna Gaon says, if you rinsed it off with water beforehand, so even though the water may have evaporated, the juices that come out of here have the halachic status of water in this situation, and you should go and wash your hands, albeit without making a bracha, according to the other poskim, but according to the Vilna Gaon, your stomach, you would make a bracha as well. Tishah footnote number 37 brings down that the Vilna Gaon also holds that the rotav shel peros mevushalim, if you have the juices that come out of fruits that were cooked, afshe hainu mei peros, even though fruit juices are not considered the zayin mashkim, nechshav mashkim, here they are, because kivin shiotza mei peros machas bishulim b'mayim, since the fruits were cooked in water, and now the juices that come out of them, while they're fruit juices, are also mixed with water, so they're halachically considered like water, and therefore they're zayin mashkim, and therefore you have to wash until sidayim, according to the gra, even with the bracha. Chazon Ish explains, based upon the Rambam, that the reason why, if there's any water mixed in over there, the entire thing, even though it's mostly fruit juices, now has the halachic status of water. Mr. Burin Siv Katan Chafei writes, Vehem Neguvim, if you dry them off, Rosaloma, Shinisnag Vumi Rotiv Shaleim, you dried off the juices that came out from this wheat dish, then it has the halachic status of dried fruit, and you don't wash until it's a dayim. The Elohim Tovchim Erotim, if they are still moist from the juices that came out from the wheat, Heim Bechlal Dovash Tetibula B'mashkev, it's circling until it's a dayim. Then they would have, in fact, the status of a liquid over here, and you'd have to wash your hands until it's a dayim. Again, it's not the juice of the wheat we're talking about, it's the water that was on them, and you cooked it in, and that's what you have to be concerned about. But if you dried it off, then you don't have to be concerned about it. Sivkot and Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dino Kiperos, V'achronim Yiskimu Dumine Tavshil, the Achronim agree that in regards to a cooked dish, Kivin Shein Derech Liga Bo Biyad El Alecho Bekav, since most people don't eat this with their fingers, they eat it with some sort of a spoon, Ein Tzorch Netilas Sidayim. You do not have to wash Netilas Sidayim when you have porridge or something like that. V'afilum Nogea Oz B'derech Mikru B'Soch HaKav, and even if you happen to touch something inside the spoon, Gam Kin Ein Tzorch Netilas, you don't have to go wash your hands. V'chein Ogen, and this is in fact the Minuk. But if it's something that you do eat with your hands, even though you're eating most of the time with a fork or some sort of utensil, then that won't help. Then he adds, Peros habivushon b'mayim, fruits that were cooked in water. There are opinions, as we've already brought down from Dershu foot number 37, that you do have to wash until it's your dime. Others say you don't. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says it's much better to always eat them with some sort of a spoon, if there is liquid still upon them, so you get around this machlokas, because if you don't touch it with your hands, then you can certainly argue you don't have to wash until it's your dying. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, for example, kagon ugerkis, which I think are pickles of some sort, melafonim. So if you have some sort of a pickled vegetable over here, like pickles, uchai gabner, or anything like this, you definitely should wash your hands before you eat these things. Again, the Mishnah Berurah L'shitaso that says you should be machmir to wash your hands, not like the Magen Avraham that he brought down, who's meiko, which is how the world seems to paskin l'halocha, unless you dried off the water that was on the pickle, and then if you're having really a dry pickle, that it won't be moist enough if you touch that pickle to go moisten something else, so then everybody would agree you don't have to wash until you're dying. That concludes today's shiur.